KMCH HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul, and today we have a guest. Now, I'm excited to have Carrie on the show. We used to do a couple shows. We've done some shows together before, and but Carrie has finally launched her newest venture, and I really want to support this venture, not only because I am one of the guests and I also am interviewing other guests, but because I really like the concept and I really like the vision that Carrie's always held. It's the Awakened Life Expo, and we have Carrie Cannon with us today. So hi, Carrie.
Hi, Lori. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. And I know that this has been a huge venture for you. It's been a lot of work, and I know you've been kind of in and out of creating World Awakened a project, and so this is really just to kickstart it. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yep. So tell us a little bit more about this vision that you have.
The World Awakened project was first, I think it was a combination of a couple different things that sort of inspired me to this. One of them was I went to a conference, I believe it was 2005, and it was the Humanities Team Conference, which for those of you who are not familiar with Humanities Team, it's kind of Neil Donald Walsh's Save the World organization. And when I was there, I was exposed to all of these people who, kind of like me, had this sort of greater awareness and were allowing themselves to be greater than we had sort of been taught that we could be. And in that, there was this feeling of love that was so pronounced that all emotions were sort of heightened because of that. But at the same time, you recognize that you loved every single person there, whether you knew their name or not. Mm. And that, combined with reading Barbara Marx Hubbard's book, Conscious Evolution, sort of inspired me to want to create a community that was mutually supportive based on love and cooperation, where people could find others that might sort of fill in gaps where we have weaknesses or strengths. So, for example, there's in her book, she uses what's called the Wheel of Co-Creation, and I believe she kind of got it from somebody else, but she kind of made it famous or, you know, known in her book. And in this wheel, it's kind of, you know, shaped like a bicycle wheel, and it's got about 13 different sections of it. And one section might be finance, one section might be government, one section might be spirituality and religion, one might be relationships, and so on. And all of these pieces of this wheel are what create our societies. It's what kind of make us work together, you know, what make our societies work. And I realized that there are aspects of, you know, culture where some people like myself may be very strong. Like I'm very much into personal development and spirituality. My awareness is pretty broad and expanded. But there are also weaknesses that I have. Because of the person I am, I might be able to see, like have a really vast vision, but I may not be able to, you know, deal with certain different elements just because of who I am. Yet there might be other people who would have a similar vision to what I have and don't have the strength that I have and may want to create that type of an experience. So what I thought was, if I can create some sort of community where people can sort of join together and find out who these other people are and sort of collectively support one another in creating this sort of feeling that I felt at this Humanities Team conference of love and support and nurturing and just completely knowing who you are in that moment in relation to the world that we live in, then it might be, and I'm not saying it is, but it might be a way for us to really create the world in which we would prefer to live collectively. So that, sort of in a nutshell, is where the idea came from. And kind of like a dating site, like a call it eHarmony or whatever, where instead of saying what color are your eyes and how big are your thighs, say what is your passion, what are your weaknesses, what are your strengths, and what do you want to do? And, you know, let's see if there's somebody else who has a similar vision who might be able to join you in that and create something much more powerful than you could do by yourself.
Right. Now, okay, so that was World Awaken Project, which is a huge project, and I know that you've tried to sort of begin, well, you've done some great things on the World Awaken Project, but now you have this new project that mm-hmm. is starting, I guess, next week.
Yes, it's the Awakened Life Expo, and it's the World Awaken Project's, I guess, official kickoff event, because what I discovered in the World Awaken Project is because it is, the vision that I've had is that it's based on collaboration and cooperation and community. All along, it's been just Carrie, you know, Carrie kind of trying to carry this thing on her own. And I think because of that, it hasn't really worked. And I've, you know, attempted it a couple different times before, and it just hasn't worked. And then this time, with the Awakened Life Expo, what I said was, you know what? I've tried this before, and it's just too big for me to carry on my own. And I decided that I was going to take it all the way down to the very basics, to the smallest parts, and ask for co-collaborators, you know, ask for people to help me with this project and take a chunk of this expo and sort of make it their own and make it a full collaborative, cooperative effort. And in doing that, I found that, at first it may not be as large, like I wanted it to be totally gigantic, you know, and everybody to be involved, but it may not be as big as I wanted it to be. However, the people that are involved, like yourself, are, you know, totally of, you know, the awareness that we can do this and that it will take, you know, a collective effort or collective consciousness to bring about transformation in this world, because we can all see that, you know, our governments are not working, our economic systems are not working, our religious structures are not working, we're polluting ourselves and the environment, and all of these things are kind of just collapsing all at once. So we are in need of figuring out on our own, sort of. I feel like we've put ourselves in a position where, okay, everything is collapsing and we're kind of standing there in the cold like, okay, now what do we do? And it feels like this is the perfect moment for all of us to come together and say, you know what? I've been through so much. I have gone through so much. I've lost, you know, many people have lost everything and, you know, have been disappointed in so many different ways. And we've gone through such tremendous growth that we've shown ourselves, okay, this is what I'm made of. You know, I may have thought that I was this or this, but really in being faced with all of this adversity and all of these challenges, I've truly shown myself what I'm made of. And even though these have been challenges, I have survived. And look at what I've done. And I feel like in the recognition of who we are and what we can do individually, and, you know, we've all been dealing with similar things individually, but in a collective way, that if we were to just join forces and take that strength that we now recognize that we have, we can create something truly phenomenal. And we can take that power that we're claiming within ourselves and recognize that genius that we have and being able to overcome any adversity that's thrown at us. And we can do truly remarkable things in our lives, on the planet, and we can truly transform the planet into a world that we truly want to be part of and live in and will be proud to pass on to our generations because we have shown ourselves that we have the fortitude to be able to do that.
Right. And I guess, you know, I mean, we've all had challenges these last few years, and I know a lot of people, and, you know, that's a lot of what we do on this show is talk to people that are still experiencing some challenges and hoping to assist them. I get a feeling that the Awakened Life Expo may, you know, even though you're just seeing it as a few week adventure, I have a feeling that, you know, for it to really move into what you're wanting, I think you're probably going to see it expand even further. And I know it's a lot of work, so we really need to get people that are going to assist you to, so that you don't have to do it all yourself. And, but I do see it, you know, kind of it continuing and not just ending after this, you know. I think you have it for what, 4 weeks or?
I have it. It's for a week. It's for one full week.
Oh.
And then if people want to, if people want to, you know, have the material longer or have the bonuses or whatever, then they can certainly purchase those.
Right.
However, you're right. I'm going to be looking to sort of intuitively. I'm asking, okay, how is this going to fly? Because I have been sort of, you know, carrying this on my own, and I can't carry the whole thing on my own. And looking at the World Awaken project, which is the larger project, it's almost like trying to figure out how the galaxies and the planets and all of the cosmic forces in the universe work together and, you know, to make sure that, you know, Billy gets fed too. You know, in it's so enormous that it does really need to be a collective sort of effort. And I have seen, you know, other projects that seem similar to this, but I haven't necessarily seen the same sort of collaborative type of structure. And maybe I'm just missing something, but I have seen other projects where people are, you know, trying to support others, but it's kind of like one person, where I'm trying to step away from that one person role and make it into something where, you know, I may be the vision keeper, but intuitively I've been told you can't make this fly without your advisory team. So I'll be looking for many different ways for people to become involved. And one is to become part of an advisory team, because I need a mastermind group to help understand the complexity of this project, or the simplicity, whatever that is, you know.
And I'm just going to open up the suggestion that instead of calling it a mastermind, call it a master heart.
Okay. That sounds good.
Because I think when our minds get too involved, we're into the doing instead of the being, and, you know, we get all caught up in what's right and what's wrong, and, you know, even though I know that that's not what you're thinking, and I know that you're thinking more from the heart. Because the project is completely from the heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Carrie Cannon with me. Carrie can be found on the web with her newest project, which is Awakened Life Expo. So awakenedlifeexpo.com. And go there, join up. It's free. And take advantage of some of these unique programs that Carrie's offering. I also have some links on Facebook and on my website in the latest newsletter. But if you go there, you can find out more information. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor.
She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Carrie Cannon. Carrie is definitely a visionary who has seen a vision of creating a world where we can all work together. Her vision includes a new project called Awakened Life Expo, and that's what we're talking about today, because next week we start the Awakened Life Expo, and we have, I'm not sure how many guests you have, Carrie, but you have several guests who are also interviewing other guests. I'm one of the guests. And I encourage you to check it out, because the vision Carrie has is a beautiful vision. And let's talk about the quotes that you created a very powerful video And I like it. There was some shock therapy in there, but I think it just goes with kind of what was happening at the time when you were creating it, which, you know, was around the time of the shooting. So, but yeah, let's talk about, you know, the power of the message that you're trying to create.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll just kind of tell you what it says in the video. It says, we live in a world beset by problems that cannot be solved at the level of thinking and consciousness that created them. Today's competitive capitalist model, and a lot more like the environment, is crumbling under the weight of those problems. And it's time to try something new, based on love and cooperation rather than fear and competition. The World Awakened Project is an emerging community of professionals committed to creating personal and collective prosperity through collaboration, cooperation, and connection. The Awakened Life Expo is the project's kickoff event, bringing together the world's greatest thinkers and speakers on the topic of transformational leadership and human potential. We need to become the change we wish to see in the world, and we are the ones we've been waiting for.
That was the Gandhi quote.
Okay.
The first one started off with part of a Einstein quote, which I think is very powerful, that, you know, so many times, you know, we're looking at trying to create change, but we're looking at it from the same perspective or the same level of awareness. And I think that that's really a really powerful message that has been starting to become a little bit more seen, because it's really that, you know, we get caught up in, you know, this, we get caught up in the problem mentality or the victim mentality, and we stop seeing from a place of love and see from that place of fear. And whenever we get caught up in the fear, we're never going to be able to create what we're wanting. We're just going to be spinning our wheels. And that's when, you know, the law of attraction sort of goes against us, because, you know, we're creating from that same space. And I know that's what I talked about in my interview with you. But just because I think it's such an important piece that we either seem to be missing, or we need to understand a little bit more effectively that we, you know, we're just not going to be able to make the change that we want if we keep looking at that, you know, state of fear and problems.
Yeah. It's interesting, because while I've been working on this project, I've been so busy doing it that I've kind of removed myself from the world. I tend to be a little bit of a hermit anyway, just a little bit reclusive. But in this, my focus has been so much on it that when I do sort of do something that's not project oriented, I'm watching a YouTube video or doing something that helps me to get into that greater awareness that will help me to keep myself in alignment and propel forward, almost like a meditation or something, but not necessarily a meditation. And what I've learned over the last couple of weeks is, and I think it had to do with your interview also, was sort of, and I'm getting a little bit better at this, at marrying the feeling from my lower chakras and the thoughts from, you know, higher, because generally we'll either think or we'll feel. And I've been learning how to merge them into my heart chakra and have the feeling that what it is that is being created has already happened. And it was inspired by Greg Braden does this talk with, where he shows a video of a woman who went to a hospital in Beijing, and she's being chanted over by these Chinese doctors, and within 3 minutes her tumor goes away. Mm-hmm. And it's that level of consciousness. And he says that what they say is something that, you know, loosely translates to, it's already done, it's already done, it's already healed, it's already healed. And then when they start to get excited, they're saying something that's equivalent to now, 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 now. And personally, with, you know, everything that I'm doing here, I've been sort of living in a space that's similar to that and have sort of been integrating that into, you know, my being. So I'm starting to understand, you know, where I was living before in one level of consciousness, in, you know, fear and everything being ripped away from me. And now, sort of I'm in a transition, or, you know, like we go in and out, where much more I'm holding that sort of heart space of being able to combine the thought with the feeling in a heart space of something that has already been accomplished, which is really cool. And it, to me, it's a nice analogy for this project and what I feel we could do collectively for each other in helping each other to maintain that heart space in being able to create, you know, whatever it is that we're trying to create. And I know that you and I had discussed that in the interview with you. And I guess since then, it's kind of been growing.
Awesome. Yeah. And then be the change you want to be in the world. I mean, that's, you know, a great Gandhi quote where, you know, the thing is we're always doing, and we need to really come from a place of being, and we need to really hold that mindset, which is what you've been talking about, that you've been able to do since you've really gotten into the later stages of the project, because that's all you're thinking, doing, being.
Yeah.
is part of that. So, I mean, that's really an important piece, because we rarely, when life starts to happen around us, we get caught up and we stop looking at, you know, what we're wanting to create, and we start looking at what we don't want in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is an important piece, because we just need to shift that awareness so that we're not always focusing on the problems, and we can look from a place of love instead of from that place of fear, which we get caught up in. So being the change you want to be being the change you want to see in the world is, isn't it just, it's always been a powerful message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, the project starts off on Monday.
Yes.
And I know your big thing is helping people get free of stress. Where would you like to see the project? Like, what is it that you're wanting to get from this?
You know, because of what we've seen, and probably not so much in the United States, and I'm not sure about Canada, but especially like with Spain and with Greece and with, you know, other countries that are sort of, you know, our neighbors, we've seen so much economic collapse and turmoil, and we're seeing it here too. I mean, absolutely, we're seeing it over here too. I think perhaps the United States is a little bit protected because we have, you know, the Federal Reserve or whatever. You know, I don't know if the World Bank is housed here or whatever, but it almost seems like we're slightly protected, but not much. And part of the vision, because it's important for me to, whenever I'm doing something, to walk in full integrity as much as I can, you know, in as much that I possibly can. It's important for every aspect of the project to sort of reflect the core meaning of the project. In other words, for the entire thing to reflect, you know, cooperation and connection and community. And in that, what I've done is I've created sort of a financial structure where everybody who, you know, supports it would, theoretically, if they have the right links, would be able to be financially rewarded to a greater degree, at least, you know, at first, than myself or, you know, the person who's creating it, because it's important for me for people to be able to be part of it and feel relaxed and not feel like they're stressed out in like, oh my goodness, I love this project, but I don't know if I can, you know, be part of it because of this, that, or the other reason. So what I'm trying to do is remove the issues that I know are issues for many people right now, and sort of create a way of promoting collective prosperity through the project. And just sort of to give people an idea, the project is being run through affiliate programs, and I know some people have issues with that, but whatever, it is what it is. You can't please everybody. And the first level is like people would be earning, like, so for example, if you were to click on one of Lori's links through Facebook, or hopefully a link that's actually working, if you were to click on one of Lori's links and say you decided that you wanted to be part of it and you wanted to financially support it, 50% of that would go to Lori for helping to get the word out. And then if you decided to become an affiliate because of Lori, then you know, Lori would then get 25% of whoever you bring in, and then you would get 50% of whoever you bring in. So then the top 25% would be going towards me and the infrastructure and paying PayPal and, you know, all the things that are required to make the thing work. I don't know if that will ultimately work. You know, I don't know if
let's,
you know,
hope.
Yes, I'm hoping that, you know, enough people become involved that that will work, and you know, it will sort of grow and be able to support itself. And that's, you know, my leap of faith there.
We have to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. We have Carrie Cannon, who we are talking about her newest project, the Awakened Life Expo. It's starting on next Monday, which is the 28th of January. And join us there. So we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
When I think heaven, never mean a black winged bird. I think of flying down in your sea of pins and all of the instruments of faith and sex and God in the belly of black winged bird. Don't try to feed me, 'cause I've been here before and I deserve a little more. I'm alone in the service of the queen. I'm alone anywhere. Try to bleed me, 'cause I've been here before and I
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have as guest Carrie Cannon, and Carrie Cannon has this very large project called World Awakened, and she's starting her newest piece of that, which is sort of launching World Awakened. It is the Awakened Life Expo, and we've been talking about that today. It starts next week, next Monday on the 28th, so it's awakenedlifeexpo.com. Check it out, the links. I have links on Facebook. I have a page that I did just last night on my newsletter talking about her newest venture, and I know I'm one of the guests. But I also, let's talk about how people can get involved, because I think it's really important that everybody start, you know, supporting one another, and that is part of your vision.
Yeah. There are many, many different ways that people can become involved. One of those ways is to be part of the advisory team, which I'm looking for people who, you know, with vision and who are, you know, financially capable and who have all different areas of expertise, because it's not just, you know, the personal development, spiritual side of that wheel of co-creation. It's all sides. And there are certainly, you know, visionaries within corporate America who are also looking for a new way of doing things. And in fact, people who tend to, you know, have that aspect of their lives in one, you know, down, tend to be very philanthropic at times and will, you know, lend their expertise to projects that they believe in. So, you know, having people like that to become involved, and anybody can become involved. Also, sponsorship. And right now I am considering, doing a newsletter type thing for the World Awakened Project. And what I would like to do with that is, you know, people who become part of the community, which I'll also be forming, you know, more community, will have an opportunity to have their, whatever it is they're doing, sort of broadcast to the rest of the community. So, for example, if one has a project where they're trying to teach self-esteem in school systems, and perhaps they've got the self-esteem thing down and how to teach it, but they don't know how to get into school systems, you know, perhaps somebody within the community might be like, hey, you know, that's a very important thing for me too, and I happen to be the head of, you know, some board of directors for the state of Oregon, and I would love to see, you know, this in our schools, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I will be looking for, when I do my newsletter, people who will sponsor that as well, and, you know, ways that they can be, you know, have their, put out their shingle and be in support of the project as well. Also, people can, like I said before, become affiliates and promote it to their friends. Ultimately, I envision that it will be a membership site where there will be different levels of membership, and depending upon one's, you know, desire to become involved with the project, then they can, you know, post videos or teach classes or do things like that and share in a collective way. I also anticipate that I will be having different tools that people can use, like, for example, Maestro Conference or something like that, where if somebody wanted to teach a class, they can just, you know, decide, okay, I would like to teach a class for 4 weeks and I want to book this time and, you know, have that be available to people. Or, like I had said previously, the database and community where people can find other people based on their strengths and weaknesses, kind of like a dating site, but not really, and be able to use that to find collaborative partners. So there are many different ways that people can become involved, and that's all sort of forming right now. And because it is such a large project, I can sort of see, you know, how, like, sort of the umbrella of all the pieces that can be part of it. But once the advisory team becomes involved, then I will know exactly how it will start shaping up. And my perception is that it's going to sort of have a life of its own. So it will sort of, you know, morph and grow as more awareness becomes, you know, as people gain more awareness of the project, and we sort of collectively decide where we want this to go.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, the vision is huge. So anybody that wants to participate and to get excited about the project, then this is the place to do it. So start finding out more about it. Go to the Awakened Life Expo. Go to my Facebook, either one. Go to LinkedIn. Go to my website. I have a new page that I've created just for this, and it's in my newsletter section. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a great project. And again, I do believe that it's probably going to be much more than this week that you've kind of put together with it. Do you want to tell us about some of the guests that you do have lined up for this week?
Sure. I have you and I have, Lori Handlers. It's funny because all of my female, featured guests are LH. I have Louise Hicks, Lori Handlers, and Lori Houston. And it was kind of interesting the way that worked out like that.
Yeah.
But Lori Handlers deals with Tantra and sacred sexuality, and her guests are Carolyn Muir, who people may know of Carolyn and Charles Muir Tantra fame, and Dr. Ava Cadell. I also have an interview that I did with Sandy Forster that was up there on the site. I have Dr. Joe Rubino will be participating. Michelle Mayor, who is Australian, and she does Heal the Healer is her focus. Michelle Miche, who is kind of in the same line of work that you're doing, and she does a lot of talking with the higher realms and things like that. And that was a very interesting interview because I don't know if we talked much about the project before we had the interview, but as I was interviewing her, without her knowing the full scope of the project, she was basically telling me what the higher realms were telling her that the world was going to shift into. And as she was telling me this, I'm like, wow, you are just totally 100% describing my project to me. Yeah. So that was a really cool interview.
Yeah.
So, and then we have Louise Hicks, who was just a guest of Oprah. She was asked to be on Oprah's show for something with her son. And she wrote, I can't remember exactly the title of her book, but she's on there. And we have a Les Schmitz, who is one of her guests, and Norma Hollis, who is one of her guests. I have Bertrand Dory, who is, I believe, on Law of Attraction Radio. So I have a bunch of people that I really feel will be, you know, very positive. Oh, I also have Jillian Hood Gabrielson, who does intuitive eating, and that was a really interesting and cool interview as well. So I've got a lot of really neat people on there, and most people are giving away like wonderful bonuses for people who decide to become premium members. So, as I was talking to them in their interviews and people are describing their bonuses, I was just, you know, most of the time my heart is like racing, like, wow, what an awesome thing. So that's some of the people who are involved.
Nice. So you've got a nice mix of people and some well-known people that are joining the project. So, I mean, I really do feel that this should be an awesome sort of kickoff to what you're seeing in a larger scale.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
All right, we're going to go to our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Carrie Cannon with me, and we've been talking about her bigger project, which is called World Awakened, and her newest sort of kickoff to that is called Awakened Life Expo. You can find it at awakenedlifeexpo.com. You can find links on my Facebook and on my website to the project if you aren't able to write that down quickly. Just go to Intuitive Soul or to Facebook, and the links are there. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today I have Carrie Cannon with us. Carrie has started a very large project called World Awakened, and we're talking about the one that's going to be starting next week, which is a piece of World Awakened called Awakened Life Expo, and it's sort of the kickoff to World Awakened. You can find out more information at awakenedlifeexpo.com, or you can go to Facebook or my website, intuitivesoul.com. I've done a newsletter So it will be the first thing on the news at the bottom of my website so that you can click on that and get more information. So we've kind of talked about the Awakened Life Expo. What else are you doing, Carrie? Because I know you're doing other things.
Yeah, I'm doing a project with a local project with a divorce collaborative. We have an attorney, a real estate person, a financial advisor, and me who does stress relief. The majority probably of my attention is going towards this and the World Awaken project, but I'm also doing a little bit of my, you know, coaching and stress relief and self-love stuff, you know, when people have a need, when they ask me if I will help them to do that. Right. So, but the divorce thing is really cool because when I had everything stripped away from me, it was the result of a divorce gone bad. And it has shown me, you know, that if it were not for my ability to let go, release attachments, I'd probably, you know, be in a mental hospital or something. But, you know, then that shows me how I can then help people to get through their own stuff, because it's probably the most horrific experience I ever went through in my life. And hopefully most people don't have to go through that, but, you know. I sometimes wish that the universe didn't have so much faith in my ability to overcome adversity, but, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is, yes. And as you said, this is part of the reason why you came up with this project, is to, you know, help people and assist people. So, I mean, it's kind of exciting that you've got, you know, these kind of people that are involved in that. And I'm sure it's, you know, going to help a lot of people, because I know that divorce can be very difficult for a lot of people. It's unfortunate that we can't all, you know, find a way to make things easier. I mean, you know, you get married because of love, and you would think that even though something's changed, it doesn't mean that you don't love the person anymore. So it's unfortunate that things happen like that in relationships.
Yeah, it is what it is, though. It's okay.
And so your private coaching, I mean, you did write a book, and you sort of still follow some of the coaching and stress relief with part of that.
Would you like me to talk about that a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
What I do? Okay. In my book, Uncovering the Divine Within, what I do is I help people to understand that whatever you perceive to be the reality of your guilt, sin, or victimization, your special dysfunction, the core of that is actually your special function. So whatever you think is wrong with you, since kind of like an alcoholic, you know, going to Alcoholics Anonymous, since you've been there, done that, you know what that's like, and you know what you need to do to climb out of that. And in going through that process, you understand so much about yourself. And then that is your strength. That is the thing that you can use to help other people overcome their adversity. So in that book, what I did is I outline a process of helping people to identify their disowned aspects of self. And in identifying that, like those are the things that we try to hide, we try to suppress and things like that. In identifying that and accepting it, there's sort of a revelation that happens where you realize that everything that's ever happened to you that you perceived as being bad was actually providing you with the context to understand the content of your thinking. So, for example, in my divorce relationship, we'll call that my most recent, you know, horrible experience. When I got married, I very willingly gave up my ability to earn an income in, you know, favor of raising my children. And then that really came back to bite me. And it was a huge struggle to sort of reclaim my power in that area. And so in that, it showed me, you know, exactly what I did. I had completely 100% given away, you know, my power to earn an income. So in healing that aspect of myself and sort of reclaiming it, it allows me to see what I did, what I need to heal, and how I can help other people to then, you know, heal and transform that part of themselves. The Uncovering Divine Within book was based on body image issues. Not based on that, but really my inability to love myself, a lack of self-love. And I realized that my job was to learn how to love myself and teach other people how to love themselves, because that was my core dysfunction. That was the core aspect of myself that I had disowned. So now what I do is I incorporate those teachings with emotional freedom techniques. So once people can identify, okay, this is the thing, my whole life I've felt, you know, this way. And once you can identify that core aspect of whatever you perceive to be, you know, your greatest dysfunction, you can then turn it around and turn it into your greatest reason for being, like your greatest contribution to humanity, which is why I love that book and why I love, you know, the work that I sort of have, you know, spearheaded in that area.
Right. It's kind of like finding the gift in the problems that we
yeah.
see or perceive within
yep.
ourselves. Yeah, I've done an interview with you on that book. It is in my archive section. I think possibly all the links that you may have had prior to have probably all changed. So if you want to get them again, Carrie, you might want to go through my site again, do a search on your name and get the new links. But
okay, all right.
Just because my site completely changed again. So
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, there's an interview there on her book and some of the processes that you've gone through. Plus we did a series of a couple of other shows where we talked about some of the work you did. So again, go to my archives, check it out, or go to kerricannon.com, K-E-R-R-I-Cannon, K-A-N-N-A-N?
Yes.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find out more about Carrie there. So we've been talking about the big project, which is World Awakened, and the newest project that's sort of spearheading that and getting started next week, called Awakened Life Expo at awakenedlifeexpo.com. You can find more information about Carrie there. You can go to my website, intuitivesoul.com, and check the newsletter that I just did just for Carrie's new project, or go to Facebook to get the links. Thank you very much, Carrie, for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Lori.
You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.